right now we have about 20-something shows all over the world with all kinds of formats. And the show that we're bringing is actually a show called Drallion, and it's right now in an arena format. But it did spend about 11 years of its life under our big top, under our great big tent that we tour the world with. So one thing we do is I think we present excellent entertainment for people. In our show in particular, there's a lot of acrobatics, a lot of beautiful aerial numbers, a very high-energy extreme sports number on trampoline, as well as some great clowns, some incredible dancers, some live music, and some great singers.
And what does Drallion mean? Like, who thought of that? Is that your original?
The original director of Drallion, his name is Guy Caron, and he had a fascination with Chinese acrobatic arts, which go back about 3,000 years. It was in the earlier days of Cirque du Soleil, he had this idea, and he said, I'd love to take Chinese acrobatics and give it the very avant-garde Cirque du Soleil way of doing things and put Western and Eastern arts together and make something completely unique and contemporary. And this is where he came up with the concept of Drallion. Actually, we have a beast in the show called the Drallion, and we take the word from the dragon, which represents the East, and the lion, which represents the West, and we put the two together and made something unique.
Is there audience participation in Drallion, and how does it play out?
I think this is one of the great things about our shows is that we do include the audience sometimes in the action on stage, which is a great thrill for them, and Drallion's no exception. There's a lot of interaction with our clowns throughout the show, so, you know, people are going to have access to the artists and see an audience member participate as well, which is fun.
What is your goal as artistic director? With this show in particular, what are you trying to achieve?
One of the most important things for me is keeping the level of the performance at a very high level, which, you know, we do around about 300 shows a year. We're traveling 10 weeks on and 2 weeks off. So every week we're in a different city. So for me, my role is to really take care of the artistic integrity of the show and also the quality of the life of the artist so that people are refreshed and people are having a good time and they're artistically stimulated so that they're always looking for new challenges and working on new material.
300 shows, does it change? If I see it at the Bank of Kentucky Center and then I see it in Las Vegas, will it be different?
We're always changing something, for sure. Of course, we have to keep the original integrity of the show and the integrity of the acts. We're certainly constantly looking for new skills to present, for new elements to introduce into the show, to make sure that we do keep the show fresh and alive.
What's one thing you can tell us to specifically look for in this show, something that will just make us want to show up and see Drallion and know that you directed it?
Well, I think that people should come along and expect a lot of wow from this show. It's a very, very up show. People can sit back, relax, and just be taken on an amazing journey.
That was Sean McEwen, Artistic Director for Cirque du Soleil Drallion. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.